This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. Ohio will not elect a U.S. senator for another 20 months. Yet the race is well underway. Joining me this morning to talk about it, WVXU's politics reporter Howard Wilkinson. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning, Marianne.
Republican incumbent Rob Portman, he's building an organization to defend his seat. Two Democrats, Ted Strickland, P.G. Sittenfeld, they're actively raising money to challenge him.
Yes.
Is Rob Portman vulnerable?
Well, possibly so. It's hard to tell. The Quinnipiac University poll that came out a couple weeks ago showed that 37%, a plurality but not a majority, of Ohio voters said that Portman deserved a second term. Now, if you're an incumbent senator of either party running for re-election, you want that number to be at least close to 50% or more. When you go into a reelection campaign, 37%, if that number is accurate, would suggest that, maybe he is vulnerable.
Well, you've got the two Democrats that want to take the seat. They both say they are entering the race with Ted Strickland and P.G. Sittenfeld. Which one do the Republicans think will win?
Well, if you listen to what's coming out of the Ohio Republican Party and the National Republican Senate Committee and the Portman campaign organization, clearly they think it's going to be Ted Strickland, the former governor, because they are aiming all of their attacks at him. They're not saying very much at all about P.G. Sittenfeld, but they're hitting Strickland hard over his record as governor over and over again in web ads, in the websites that they've created, criticizing Strickland. I mean, they're really going after him. They were ready for him because they expected him to run.
Well, what are their biggest beefs with Strickland?
Well, their big beef is, this is a governor they call him a failed governor because Ohio lost, something in the neighborhood of 350,000 jobs while Ted Strickland was governor. And, of course, he lost his reelection bid to John Kasich in 2010, only by 2 percentage points. But they blame him for what was happening in the economy in Ohio back when he was governor.
Well, what can he say to all of that?
Well, I think there's all kinds of responses. I mean, obviously you can look at it and say, okay, yes, Ohio lost 350,000 jobs during Ted Strickland's time as governor, but you also have to remember the period of time in which he was serving. We were in the middle of basically a worldwide recession. I mean, there, all kinds of states were losing jobs, whether they had Republican governors or Democratic governors or whatever. It was a deep recession, and that means jobs are lost. So, Democrats come back and say, look, why are you blaming Ted Strickland for this? This was going on all over the world.
Well, they're certainly going after Ted Strickland for that. They seem to be ignoring P.G. Sittenfeld. Why is that?
Well, I think they're waiting to see. They're waiting to see, number one, if P.G. Stays in the race. Every indication out of him so far is that he will. One of the problems with PG is he's only been in public office, Cincinnati City Council, since 2011. So there's not a long record that they can dig and tear apart. In Ted Strickland's case, he was in Congress for many years. He was governor for 4 years. He's been around for decades. So there's a very long record that the opposition research can start picking apart and start firing at him.
Now you say, if Sittenfeld stays in the race, do you assume he will at this point?
Well, every indication is, he says he's all in. That's his mantra these days. He's all in. He's going to stay in the race. I don't know. We'll see. It would be a very interesting race between a veteran politician who was 73 years old and a young guy who is 30 years old, who says that he represents the new generation of Democrats in Ohio, it would be a very, very interesting primary.
Howard, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. He joins me each Monday at this time. You can read his column and his stories at WVXU.org.